ask you some questions that have to do with just general greetings and things like that. Like if you met somebody at 10 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them? What would you say to them?
Good morning.
What would be the latest that you'd say that?
At noon.
Okay. And after that, you would say?
Good afternoon.
All right. What about later than that?
Good evening.
Okay. What would you say if you were leaving somebody during the daytime?
Bye.
Okay. Or if you were leaving somebody at night?
Good night.
All right. Talking about leaving somebody in the daytime, you ever hear anybody around here say good day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say that one?
Good day.
And say if a farmer got out in his field before the sun came up, you'd say he started to work before?
Sunrise.
All right, and if you stayed out until the sun went down?
Sunset.
All right. What about this word? At 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun will...
Rise.
Yeah, yesterday at 5 o'clock it...
Rose.
And it has.
Risen.
All right. And let's see, today is Tuesday, so Monday was...
Yesterday.
Yeah, and Wednesday's...
Tomorrow.
All right. What about if somebody had come to see you? Not this past Sunday, but the one before that. Say he came to see you when?
Week before last.
All right. Now, what if somebody's going to come to see you? Not this coming Sunday, but the one after that, he's coming to see you.
In several weeks.
Okay. You ever heard people say he's coming Sunday week?
Yeah.
Okay. You say that one?
Sunday week.
All right. Well, what if you have some company and they stay from about the 1st to the 15th? You'd say they stayed about how long? 1st to the 15th.
15 day.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody around here use the word fortnight?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Say, if you want to know the time of day, you'd ask me what?
What time it is.
Okay. And I'd say, or you'd ask me, say, if you wanted to know now, you'd ask me.
What time is it?
Okay. And I'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
All right. Talking about the time, say if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's...
Half past 7.
Or anything else?
7:30.
Alright. What if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10? What would that be?
10:45 or 15:01.
Okay. This expression, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite...
A while.
Okay. And if 1977 was last year, then 1978 is...
This year.
Okay. What about a child that's just had his third birthday? You'd say he's...
3 years old.
And something that happened it happened on this day last year. You'd say it happened exactly...
A year ago today.
Okay. And some things that have to do with the weather. Somebody might go outside and say, I don't like the looks of those dark.
True.
What looks up in the sky?
Oh, dark. Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of day would you say it is if it's the sun shining and there aren't many clouds around? The kind of day that you like, you say it sure is a...
Beautiful day.
Okay. What about if it's not like that? It's dark and maybe you think you're going to be getting some rain. You say it looks like it's going to be a...
Gloomy day.
Okay. What about if the clouds are getting thicker and darker and you figure on having some rain, you'd say the weather's doing what?
Change.
Okay. Ever heard people say it's threatening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say that for me?
It's threatening.
But what if the clouds pull off and the sun starts shining through, you say it's beginning to...
Break through.
Alright. What would you call it, say if you had a lot of rain, in just a short period of time, like a couple of inches in just an hour, you'd say we had a regular
shower.
Okay. Would it be anything harder than a shower?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard people use the word gully washer?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard that. Okay.